disability was paying off.
How much money did the federal government give you in back money?
Total of $44,000.
You also won a workman's comp case.
$119,000.
But his girlfriend was spending it fast.
You claimed that while she was living with you, she racked up a lot of bills, $7,000 worth of things she bought.
Yes, ma'am, and I got proof right here.
You understand, Mr. McGuire, sometimes you work the system, sometimes the system works you.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
Charles McGuire Jr. is suing his ex-girlfriend, Naomi Jeanette Manis, for using his debit card without his permission.
Order. All rise.
Your Honor, case number 264 on the calendar in the matter of McGuire versus Manis. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Miss Manis, how old are you?
46.
Prior to meeting the defendant, where were you working?
I was not working at the time, Your Honor.
Where were you living?
In Burlington, in a mobile home with my grandmother.
So you were living with your grandmother?
Mm-hmm.
When was the last time you were employed on a full-time basis?
In 2014.
How have you supported yourself since?
I did odd jobs for people, and I got paid for taking care of my grandmother. She's 96 years old.
Got paid by whom?
By the state. She had heart problems.
What happened to your grandmother?
She had heart trouble.
Where is she now?
She's still living in Burlington.
Who's taking care of
my
her?
My sister.
When did you meet the plaintiff?
In August of 16, Your Honor.
And you met him online?
Yes.
When did you meet him in person? Date?
12 hours later.
When you met him 12 hours later, where did you meet him?
He came to my home and picked me up.
Where you were living with your grandmother?
Mm-hmm.
And I gather from reading this complaint and this answer, you never went back to your grandmother's house.
Right.
That's some devotion.
Yes, ma'am.
To your grandmother. I'm talking about to your grandmother, not to
him. I still went to see my grandmother.
12 years ago. What?
I still went to see my grandmother and done what she needed. And my son was also there.
How old is your son?
He's 19.
You still getting paid by the state to take care
of
him?
No, ma'am.
Were you then?
I was then, but that stopped when I left.
What month did it stop?
September.
Is your son still there?
No, ma'am.
When did he leave?
3 months ago.
You moved in with the defendant in August of 2016. What kind of a house do you have, sir?
I got a double wide, ma'am.
How long have you lived there?
A year, a little bit over a year now.
Do you own it or rent it?
Own it, ma'am.
Have you ever lived there with anyone?
Yes, ma'am.
With whom?
Naomi Manis.
Just this lady?
Yes, ma'am. And until end of January, February, then her friend come from overseas and moved in with us.
Is that you?
Yes, ma'am.
Did she ask you if her friend could move in?
Yes, ma'am.
You said okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Why?
Because she was going to help pay the bills.
Did she help pay the bills?
Yes, ma'am.
You received some sort of a settlement?
Yes, ma'am.
For what? From what?
Disabled. I've had a lot of injuries, got hurt on the job, and I got my disability last October.
How old are you?
48.
When was the last time you worked a full-time job?
Around 2012, 2013.
So you were at first denied disability?
Yes, ma'am.
And then you appealed that decision?
Yes, ma'am.
And while you were appealing that decision, how did you support yourself?
My family.
I know the business.
Yeah, I lived with my sister for about my home. I lived in with my sister and she helped me. And I did some odd jobs on the side.
That's better.
To help myself out. Yes, ma'am.
Now we're talking better.
Yes.
Now we're talking what I understand.
Yes, ma'am.
What kind of odd jobs?
I do a little bit of mowing, landscaping.
Lawn mowing, landscaping.
Yeah.
Paid in cash.
Yes, ma'am.
And you hired a lawyer to appeal the denial of your disability benefits.
Yes, ma'am.
Ta-da. He's disabled. Can't mow lawns and do landscaping anymore. So how much money did the federal government give you in back money?
I got...
You following this?
Sure.
$44,000 while you were doing landscaping work, living with your sister.
No.
You bought your mobile home. You settled the lawsuit for $44,000. Not settled it. They gave you $44,000 in back money. What month and year?
October 2016.
What month and year did you buy the mobile home? Remember, you took her to live with you in the mobile home. And that was in August of 2016. So you already owned the mobile home.
Ma'am, that's not correct. 16.
Fine. So she came to your mobile home September 7th. You didn't get your money from the government until a month later. From
yeah,
what? Listen to me. From what money did you buy the mobile home, the double wide? You said you own it.
I had a workers' comp claim, and I won it too. And that's how I bought my mobile home.
So you also won a workman's comp case?
Yes, ma'am.
When?
June. I got it in June of 2016.
How much?
$119,000.
Just want to know, you didn't tell any of these people that you were doing landscaping over the last 3.5 years? No.
No, I didn't do it all the time. I just do it a little bit just to keep myself active.
This is what the lawsuit is. Now I know. Now I know. I just want to set the landscape, who my people are. You claim that while she was living with you, she racked up a lot of bills, $7,000 worth of things she bought.
Yes, ma'am, and I got proof right here.
From when to when did she rack up those bills? What month to what month?
October to January, February.
October while she was living with you?
Yes, ma'am.
To January, February. While she was living with you, while her friend was living with you for a month or so, because her friend
came
in.
She lived from February to June when her son got out of school.
And what methodology did she use to use your credit? Because I assume she used a credit card.
When I was asleep, she had got my debit card out of my wallet, and I got a witness, my son, Matthew McGuire.
Not interested in your son, Matthew McGuire. So you had a debit card?
Yes, ma'am.
How long have you had the debit card?
For years.
Years. And I assume that you look at the statement every month.
No, ma'am, I don't.
That's your problem, Mr. McGuire.
Yes, ma'am.
That you don't look at it every month. Because if what you're telling me is October, November, December, January, and February, you didn't get a bill from your debit card, and you didn't say, I haven't seen a bill from my debit card. And this lady who I'm sleeping with in my double wide, you know, she probably went in and got, either she did, or later, after she left.
Yes, ma'am.
After she left. Then you said, I haven't gotten a bill, or maybe the bill started to come. That's your problem. You're
yes,
living,
ma'am.
Sleeping with, that's your problem with this lady. If you said to me, she got my debit card, and after she moved out, she started to make charges on my debit card, I'm listening. Did she make any charges on your debit card, Mr. McGuire, after she moved out?
No, ma'am.
So they were all made while you were together?
Yes, ma'am.
While you should have been looking at your bills every month?
Absolutely, yes, ma'am.
Perfect. That's all I wanted to hear. You understand, Mr. McGuire, sometimes you work the system, sometimes the system works you.
Yes, ma'am.
Got it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good. I figured you did. Now, let us get to your ridiculous counterclaim. I have 1 minute.
Okay. When I left, he didn't allow me to take anything that was there, nothing. I had to go and file charges to get my stuff back because his son called the law and I was told I was trespassing. I had to file charges, I had to rent trucks, and I had to take several trips to go get mine.
How much rent did you pay him while you were there?
None, Your Honor.
46 years old? Is that what you told me before?
Yes, ma'am.
Good job.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You're disabled for how long?
Since 2014.
Just a second. So, for a year and a half, you were getting your own disability because you're disabled, and you were getting money to take care of your disabled grandmother.
And later today...
Mr. Wiggins, how much ahead of the barricade barrels was there a sign to get over?
Probably a good half mile.
That would seem reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't you get over?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Charles McGuire Jr. says ex-girlfriend Naomi Jeanette Manis used his debit card without his permission. Naomi is countersuing for truck rental fees and travel time.
Time to have a job.
I'm disabled, Your Honor.
Just a second.
But I don't do side jobs.
Just a second. You're disabled for how long?
Since 2014, I had a botched surgery.
Just a second. I thought you were the caregiver for your grandmother.
Was before I had my surgery, Your Honor.
No, that was what you told me, not in 2014. You told me that when you met him, you moved in with him immediately last August. That's what you told me. And before that, you said you were taking care of your 96-year-old grandmother and being paid by the state. And the last check from the state for taking care of your grandmother, that's what you just told me, was in September. But you have been receiving, according to what you just told me, disability for yourself. So that translates to me, at least for a year and a half, probably a lot longer, you were getting your own disability because you're disabled, and you were getting money to take care of your disabled grandmother. Goodbye.
What is our excuse? You may step out.
I still wear the ring.
I had given it to her before, yes.
He never asked for it back.
Later on, yes.
Not to ever be that stupid again.
I am his first wife, and we just recently got back together.
I'm good. I'm very happy.
Find a good woman, and I got her.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Wiggins versus Ayala Garcia. Step forward.
Philip Wiggins is suing Vanessa Ayala and her son, 20-year-old Chris Garcia, for damage to his car.
Mr. Wiggins, it is your claim that the defendant who was driving the car, Chris.
Yes, ma'am.
Garcia. That Chris was responsible for an automobile accident that caused damage to your car.
Yes, ma'am.
And the defendant says that you were responsible for that accident. His car wasn't damaged in that accident only because you had a bigger SUV.
Yes, ma'am.
You weren't in the car with him?
No, ma'am.
But you are the owner of the car.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you co-own it?
Yes, I actually helped out my son by putting his vehicle and the insurance under my name. I was helping him out.
Why?
But
how old are you?
20, ma'am.
20?
Yes, ma'am.
So it was cheaper to have it in your name?
Yes, ma'am. That's
because
the route.
Because he's younger?
Yes.
Okay. And so there was insurance on the car?
Yes, ma'am.
And you had insurance on your car?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I've read your complaint, and you were driving all the way over in the left-hand lane, correct?
I was in the left lane that...
You're the orange car.
Yes, ma'am.
And the blue car is the defendant's car.
Yes, ma'am.
So why don't you go over and show me your version of what happened?
This was a construction area. There was probably a half-mile warning to the construction area.
Right.
I had already moved over into this lane a good bit before the construction zone. I don't know why he started hitting the barrels, but he just kept hitting barrels, and I dodged two of the barrels. The third barrel contacted the front of my vehicle that came off of his vehicle, and I don't know if he was not paying attention or what, but he just continued to hit barrels.
Well, he couldn't go anywhere, actually.
I couldn't go anywhere.
You couldn't go anywhere, but he couldn't go anywhere. According to your diagram, where was he supposed to go? There was a big truck in front of him, and from that picture, because what he's going to tell me is you wouldn't let him in. Is that your wife?
Yes.
Was she in the car with you?
No, ma'am.
No. So you were alone?
No, ma'am.
Who was in the car with you?
I had a person that rides with me to work every morning. He was not able to come because he had to work. It's on the police report, his name is.
Okay.
But I had already moved over, and he could have moved over if he wanted to, but he continued hitting barrels starting at the side of my vehicle.
Show me where he could have moved over, sir. Where could he have moved over?
He could have even moved over into this area because the construction was a lot further up the road.
Well, you know that. I wouldn't have moved to the left.
No, I mean, but regardless, I mean, I was not trying to keep him out. I slowed way down when the barrels started flying everywhere.
Well, I'm talking about before the barrels started to fly. Just Mr. Wiggins, you can step back
okay.
now. I'm talking about before the barrels started to fly. Did you see the defendant's car when you moved over to the right lane?
No, I did not.
When for the first time did you see the defendant's car?
When he come past me hitting barrels.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You specifically excluded him from the policy and said he would not be driving the car, which is why they gave you a lower rate. That's outrageous. Is he still driving the car to work? Yes, of course. That's a big problem for you.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Philip Wiggins says fellow motorist Chris Garcia caused damage to his car when Chris ran into a barricade on the highway.
Now, you want to go over there, Chris?
Yes, ma'am.
And show me your version of the events?
Well, I was right here, and the cone started blocking off the two left lanes.
What?
The barricade started blocking off two left lanes. So he was behind me, And his 18-wheeler was right by me. And he was rushing me off the road, too, so I had nowhere to go. So I basically...
Move into the right lane?
I had my signal light on, but he was rushing me. He was rushing
what
me
What does that mean, he was rushing you?
He was, like, rushing me into the barricades. Like, he didn't let me go through the other lane.
He didn't let you in?
Yes, ma'am.
He didn't let you in?
Yes, ma'am.
What... Step back. Mr. Wiggins, what time of the day was this, sir?
This was, like 5:12 in the morning.
Where were you going to?
To work.
And where were you going, sir?
To work.
Okay, what time are you due at work?
Six in the morning.
Six in the morning. Do you take the same road every day?
No.
Was this the first time you were on this road?
Maybe my 10th time. My 10th time, yeah.
Do you remember the date?
I have that written down.
Okay, must be in the police report. May I see the police report?
Yes, ma'am, you sure can.
Mr. Wiggins, how much ahead of the barricade barrels was there a sign to get over?
Probably a good half mile.
That would seem reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't you get over?
I not go that long way. I went through a loop, and it started just, those cones just started showing up as I was driving.
No, then the state would be responsible. And I don't think that that's true. Because if they had barrels up there and they were blocking the left lane, they always have a sign well in advance, lane closed, get over.
Yes, ma'am.
So my question to you is, and I can understand, you know, some people wait until the last second and they expect somebody to let them in. Was there traffic that morning?
No.
Any traffic?
Yes, ma'am. There's always traffic. I've been driving that road for 29 years. There's always traffic.
I mean, when I say traffic, were there a lot of cars?
It's the... diagram does justice to the traffic that was there, and there was more cars other than that, but that was pretty much how the traffic looked.
Okay, and you got over how much before?
I moved over when I saw that it was a closure.
Was that the first day that it was closed?
It was the first day that I noticed it was closed, yes.
Well, you said you've been traveling the same road for 29 years.
Right, but I don't work every day of the week, so that was the first day that I noticed that it was closed.
Okay, may I see pictures of your car, please?
Yes, ma'am. And there's also pictures of his vehicle with the... 55-gallon drum stuck underneath it.
Okay, what kind of car were you driving, sir?
2012 Toyota Camry.
And do you have an estimate to fix the damage?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you go through his insurance?
I tried to go through the insurance. I have a letter here stating that Mr. Garcia is explicitly denied coverage on that vehicle.
May I see it?
It's from the insurance company.
Well, Miss Ayala, you specifically excluded your son from the policy when you put the car in your name.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
So you said he would not be driving it.
Actually, whenever I had called the insurance company, they were supposed to have had him on there, and there was a mistake.
Show me.
I don't have it.
Show me. Okay. You specifically excluded him from the policy and said he would not be driving the car, which is why they gave you a lower rate. That's outrageous. Is he still driving the car to work? Yes, of course. Yeah. That's a big problem for you. I have an estimate for $1,265.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that the damage?
Yes, ma'am.
Why are you suing him for $5,000?
There's 5 days of rental car involved in getting the car repaired. I have that.
Do you have a bill for that? Did you have the car repaired?
I printed up a estimate for that. I have not had the car repaired.
What does your wife do?
She's retired. She used to be a school teacher.
Does she have her own car?
Yes, she does.
Oh. And she's retired. She'll drive you to work.
Okay.
$1,265. Judgment for the plaintiff. We're
Phil,
done. Thank you.
Speak up.
Ma'am?
What?
Could I add anything?
About what?
About the diminished value to the vehicle?
No.
Unjudged Stooge may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
You asked him nicely if you could get belongings out of your car.
Did a deadbeat car owner try to stop a repo?
He reaches into his right pocket and flips open a knife. He tells her to go to the house and get the pistol.
Next, Judge Judy.
he did try to run him off, and he didn't have nowhere to go.
I'm just glad nobody got hurt in the accident.
I really did not think that it was that much of damages.
He refused to give me his information.
It wasn't really a big deal.
The police had to be called to exchange information.
I guess I was distracted.
Just count every day as a blessing.